91X News.
It's 18 degrees with cloud at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Cook. Quinte Sports and Wellness Center is hosting the Quinte Career Fair this Thursday. This year is one of the highest employer turnouts. Karen Post, Manager for Economic and Strategic Initiatives for City of Belleville, talks about the opportunities for job seekers.
Well, I think it's a really affordable way because it is free to any employer who wants to attend. It's an affordable way for them, one, to get access to people looking for work, to advertise the fact that they are looking for work. It's really effective for them. And for job seekers, it's kind of a one-stop shop, so they can come and take a look at all the folks in the region that are hiring in one location.
The career fair is free to the public and runs from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. The federal Liberals are falling short of their promise to create thousands of green jobs for young Canadians. On the campaign trail just over 1 year ago, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau vowed to create 5,000 green jobs for young Canadians annually, with thousands slated to be guides and interpreters at Parks Canada. The pledge was part of a larger strategy to give young workers more opportunities to earn money and combat youth unemployment rates that were double the national average. The federal government has announced measures intended to stabilize the real estate sector amid concerns that pockets of risk have emerged in some housing markets, particularly those in Toronto and Vancouver. Finance Minister Bill Morneau said the federal government will close a loophole so that only people who were living in their home as a principal residence before the home was sold are eligible to claim a capital gains exemption. The federal government will also bring in a more rigorous mortgage rate stress test for all insured borrowers in an effort to make sure borrowers can sustain interest rate hikes or income losses. Morneau said Ontario is promising action on the province's lack of regulation of exotic animals. Ontario Community Safety and Correctional Services Minister David Orazietti says Premier Kathleen Wynne has ordered him to review current regulations and come up with a plan within 2 years to deal with which animals can be kept as pets.
We have a patchwork of legislation at the municipal level, and it's, I believe, important that we have consistency across the province and protection for all Ontarians, as well as protection for these animals.
Orazietti says the province needs regulation so it is not acting in response to a similar tragedy like the one in New Brunswick, where a pet snake killed two young boys 3 years ago. The Yukon Environment Minister says all the Northern Territories are opposed to any federally imposed national price on emissions of carbon dioxide. Curry Dixon entered today's federal provincial meeting in Montreal saying carbon taxes are a non-starter in the North due to already sky-high energy costs.
Well, I think all jurisdictions recognize that the North is unique and different, and that carbon pricing in the sense of a carbon tax would not be effective at reducing emissions in the North. It would simply make the cost of living increase, and that's not acceptable to us.
Federal Environment Minister Catherine McKenna says she's optimistic about the outcome of the talks to develop a national climate plan and pointed to a new poll that shows majority support for some kind of federal leadership on carbon pricing. Two Ford vehicle models are under investigation by U.S. safety regulators for power steering and door ajar warning light issues that are similar to those who have caused other Ford vehicles to be recalled.
On Ford Edge SUVs, there have been complaints doors can fly open while it is moving. A similar problem led to the recall of at least 3 million other vehicles. Last month, Ford announced it would replace door latches on more than 2 million cars, trucks, and vans this year because the doors can pop open while moving. In another complaint, the electric power-assisted steering can fail on 2010 Ford Fusions. 2011 and 2012 models have been recalled for the same problem. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kim Kardashian's mother indicated her daughter was doing all right after a harrowing experience.
How's she doing?
As Kris Jenner got into a black SUV waiting at the curb, she gestured that her 35-year-old daughter, Kim Kardashian, was okay. The apartment building where they're staying in Tribeca is flanked by private security guards and NYPD officers. Kardashian entered the apartment earlier after flying back from Paris, where armed robbers forced their way into her residence, tied her up, and locked her in a bathroom before making off with more than $10 million worth of jewelry, according to police there. Julie Walker, New York.
Lawyers are to return to court in 4 weeks to hear more about the mistrial application of an Alberta man found guilty of murdering two seniors who vanished 6 years ago. 2 weeks ago, a judge found Vader guilty of second-degree murder in the deaths of Lyle and Marie McCann, but the judge used the unconstitutional section of the criminal code to reach his verdict. Reporter Chris Purdy of the Canadian Press was in court today.
Now, the Crown formally told court that it's opposed to a mistrial, and the judge asked the lawyers to submit written arguments on the issue, and everyone is supposed to be back in court on October 31st, when the judge may have a decision, or he may also ask for lawyers to present oral arguments.
Thomas said in his verdict that Vader was a desperate drug addict who came across the McCanns in their motorhome and shot them during a robbery in 2010. Their bodies have never been found. That's QNET News on 91X. 2408 Sports is next.
Is getting back to the
new rock source. 91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.
Bet your eyes, girl, be otherworldly.
Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook with QNET News. The Wellingtons defeated the Markham Royals yesterday with a score of 4-1. Next Thursday, the Wellingtons are playing the Spirit in Stouffville. Trenton is playing the Kingston Voyagers this Friday. And the Cobourg Cougars will be facing the Newmarket Hurricanes tonight at 7 o'clock. The Cougars will also be playing the Orangeville Flyers on Wednesday night. The Baltimore Orioles snagged a playoff spot on the final day of the regular season by beating the New York Yankees 5-2. Orioles closer Zach Britton says he likes the team's makeup.
You know, we got some good young talent, we got some good old talent. I mean, that's what you need, and that's what we've been doing for a while now. You know, we got the power and the bullpen, and the rotation's really, really come together in the last few months, and that's what we're going to need in the postseason.
The Orioles will now face the Toronto Blue Jays in the A-L wildcard game on Tuesday. Aaron Sanchez took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and Troy Tulowitzki singled to break an eighth-inning tie, helping the Toronto Blue Jays clinch the A-L's top wild card berth Sunday with a 2-1 victory over the Boston Red Sox. It was the final regular season game for Boston's David Ortiz, who says he loves the fans in Boston.
It's like I always tell them, if you show these fans, you bust your tail every day and you show them that you want to bring something to the table to win ball game every day, they're going to love you. They're going to love you because that's how they are around here. The fans here feel for the game.
The New England Patriots are welcoming back Tom Brady today after the star quarterback served a 4-game suspension for his role in Deflategate. Brady's return puts an end to the 21-month odyssey that has hovered over the franchise since the team used the underinflated footballs in a playoff game in 2015. Patriots receiver Danny Amendola says it's great to have Brady back.
He's a good football player, so we're excited to get Tom back. He's our leader.
The Patriots lead the A to FC East and went 3-1 in Brady's absence. Rick Renteria is the first manager of Latin descent in the major leagues since the Atlanta Braves fired Freddie Gonzalez in May. Renteria takes over the White Sox after former manager Robin Ventura stepped down after yesterday's regular season finale. White Sox GM Rick Hahn says Renteria's ability to communicate with players in English and Spanish is a real plus.
He is obviously very well respected throughout this game, has an incredibly high baseball IQ and a tireless work ethic, which everyone is aware of. He has the ability to communicate across a multicultural clubhouse and is already extremely well respected within that room.
Matt Hunwick scored the overtime winner as the Maple Leafs edged Montreal 3-2 in preseason action. Number one pick Austin Matthews played over 18 minutes in his Leafs debut. Head coach Mike Babcock says he sees a different skill set on the team that they had last year.
We don't know how to play yet. We were perimeter and late, in my opinion, at times, and didn't want to attack the net.
Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. Today, it's going to be a high of 19 degrees with cloud. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 12. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a bit of fog in the morning and a high of 20. At 4:12, it's 18 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at